Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me here today. And I hope everyone's having either a good morning or afternoon wherever you are. And hopefully you are somewhere where it's either nice and warm or you're inside and it's nice and warm. I know we've all been getting hit with all sorts of weather and living up here in the Northeast, more than ready for spring to appear and have that warm weather finally reach us. And I want to hope all our listeners that are down in the North Carolina area are safe and sound and seeing that they got hit with a storm today. So, again, welcome and thank you for joining me here today. And hopefully the weather wherever you are is a little bit nicer, a little bit warmer than where I know I am here today. I am Mandy Rosniak. I'm the coach of Inner Winning Coaching. And my show here is called Train Your Brain to Up Your Game. And a lot of what I do is working with athletes, but primarily what I love to do is working with people to help them bring out their potential, live their best lives, and also be the best they can be, which obviously is anything any of us would want for ourselves. I want to let you know today's topic, a little bit of a shift from what I had originally planned on. I was originally looking to do the show today on sort of, you know, love and honoring our truth and fulfilling our purpose as sort of a tribute to the recent passing of my father, but we actually shifted that show to March 21st so I can be joined by a fellow life coach who has gone through some similar things and has found some areas in her life that have allowed her to connect to sort of fulfilling her. So today what I'm going to be talking about is looking at success, defining what success means to us, our values that sort of connect to that, and just kind of, like I said, relating to that, looking at that, because I think it's a really important piece that so many of us, we maybe think know what our definition of success is. We maybe have a feeling that we, you know, we are successful, we aren't successful. So I think it's really important to sort of every once in a while take a time out, step back, sort of look at what does success mean to us, what does it mean to do the things within our lives to create that model, and are we living the life that we want to lead that moves us to that sense of success, passion, purpose, all those kinds of things. I also just want to apologize up front. I've been fighting off a little bit of a cold, so hopefully my coughing will hold off. And so, again, I apologize up front if I do have to sort of step away from the phone for a minute or two. But, again, anyway, thank you for joining me. And tell you a little bit about myself. As I said, I'm Mandy Rosniak of Inner Winning Coaching. And I'm a former NCAA Division I head softball coach. And also I was a collegiate athlete. And I really understand the challenges that athletes and coaches encounter on a day-to-day basis. And I walked away from working in the college setting just because I wanted to sort of do more. I wanted to be able to reach out and touch lives in a little bit of a deeper way, but also be able to touch more people. So I found this tremendous opportunity in life coaching, which was the opportunity to bring the life coaching and sports together, basically helping merge the physical skills with a strong mental mindset. So I primarily work with athletes to maximize their potential both on and off the field by helping them reduce the pressure they face so they can develop that confidence they want and help them consistently perform at their best. So this will enable them to boldly face all those life's many transitions that we all face. And as we work together, I look to help you ignite your inner greatness so you can live and play fearless, focused, and free, because isn't that something we all would want to have and to aspire for? So that's a little bit about the work I do. I also work with men and women ages 35 to 55, and I work on the younger end of that and also on the upper end of that. So if you're a little bit younger than 35 or a little bit older than 55, feel free to be able to contact me. But at the same time, I like to do with people in that age group is helping them sort of fulfill that life purpose, fulfill that passion. A lot of times we get stuck on this, I call it the treadmill of life, and we're going, and we're doing all these things we feel we're supposed to be doing. And then all of a sudden we wake up and maybe we're not quite as happy in the life we're doing, or we're not really feeling as passionate about the work we're doing. So we look at career transitions, or maybe it's relationship transitions, or just sort of anything in general that kind of maybe comes your way and help you move through that, work through that. And a little bit on a personal note, I just want to thank all my listeners who tuned in on my last scheduled show. I unfortunately had to step away at the last minute and put on a pre-recorded show due to sudden illness with my father, and unfortunately have experienced the passing of him 2 weeks ago. So it has been a little bit of a rough go the past few weeks. Glad to be here with you today. This is where I know he would want me to be, so I'm glad to be here today sharing this information with you. And it's also, again, why I kind of wanted to touch base and tap into this thought process of the success model. Because when you have something like that that happens to you, you do step away and start to sort of reevaluate your life and reevaluate where you are and things of that nature. But we are going to get much more in-depth into that on my next show, as I was saying, March 21st, when I'll be joined with my fellow coach, Lori Fortuna, as we get into sort of looking at how, you know, the loss of someone can really help you sort of reassess where you are, what you're doing, your life, your purpose, your passion, and living your life with no regrets. So that's what we'll be talking about a little bit more in depth on the 21st. But again, I just sort of want to thank anyone who tuned in, but unfortunately got a, not unfortunately, but got a pre-recorded show, and hope they were happy with it. Cause I felt I picked a very appropriate pre-recording of the If Not Now, When, because that I think all ties into sort of everything we're going to talk about today, talk about in a couple weeks. And again, you know, thank you for joining me. So if you would like any more information on me, you can reach me. My website is coachmandy.com. My email is mandy@coachmandy.com. And I also am on Facebook at Inner Winning Coaching, and on Twitter at Life Coach Mandy. So today, as I said, we're going to be talking a little bit about success and sort of defining success for yourself. Because I think as we move through life, a lot of times, I know for me personally, when I was younger, success for me sort of was probably really more wrapped around maybe some materialistic things, you know, having that right job, having that house, having that relationship, those kinds of things that were sort of those intangibles that were maybe outside of myself. And one of the things that I found in doing the work I had done, which was as a college softball coach, when you work in the world of sports, a lot of times success is strictly defined upon wins and losses. And one of the things I noticed for myself as I was moving through the years in my career was when you work with kids 18 to 22-year-olds, or just, you know, any age in that manner, these kids would show up every day, work very hard, give all they've got, go to school. You know, they had all these different challenges upon them. And yet at the end of the day, they were being judged as to whether they were successful or not based on whether they would win a game or lose a game. And I really started to sort of look at this and say to myself, there's got to be something, you know, more that we can evaluate ourselves based on whether we're successful or not. Because in regard to the world of sports, or if you're in the world of business, you know, being the person completely on top, there can only be that one person. And that doesn't signify that everybody else then is a failure. So I started to really evaluate and look at, well, what does success mean? And for me, what I was looking at when I was working with my athletes and things like that, of course every day we wanted to show up, go out there, do our best, and win games. But what did it mean when we didn't win the games? What other areas within our lives, within our days, could we look at, could we evaluate for ourselves and define for ourselves whether we were being successful or not? And I know for myself in regards to them, one of the things that I equated the success on being was the kids coming in and they were doing very, very well academically. We had a high graduation rate. We had a high retention rate, which basically means kids that came in as freshmen stayed through their 4 years and graduated. So we also had a high graduation rate. If kids did not stay playing in the program, they did at least stay in school, which was another important factor. And bottom line, taking, you know, you had young women who were 18 years old coming through your door and leaving as responsible, contributing adults when they walked out the door at age 22, to make sure that they were going to go out there and be able to sort of look at the world a little bit differently and not just sort of defining who they were and how they were in a black and white scale and a win-loss scale. So one of the things that I did for myself and started to realize when I was having some conflict within the world I was living in and working in, which was the was I'm not going to define myself strictly based on wins and losses. And it really got me thinking about that's also sort of why there was a look to a shift in career, because I wanted to sort of help people look at things on a deeper level, a more global level, something that was just, again, a little bit more than outside of the just black and white. And also why I feel it's important to sort of have a definition of success for yourself is knowing that is what you're doing, is what I'm doing, sort of speaking from a personal framework, is are what you're doing, is what you're doing lining up with where you want to be and how you want to be. So I also feel success and values go quite a bit hand in hand. And I feel that a lot of times what will happen is people will sort of maybe have a loose framework of their definition of success, and it may be equated to their job. It may be equated to the level within their job, maybe the salary they're bringing in, the house they're living in, the car they're driving. And yet sometimes what happens is they wake up and they start to feel empty. And that emptiness comes from a place of, well, what am I doing and working towards? What is the whole purpose behind why I'm doing this? And so that maybe that definition of success has to be a deeper meaning, has to go more internal versus an external thing, that it's more of intrinsic qualities versus the things that are on the outside. Because anyone who has, you know, experienced maybe a job loss or anything like that in the past few years with the economy that we've been in and things like that, that job you're in, that position you're in could be stripped away from you in a moment's notice. And if that definition of success for you is clearly defined only by what you're doing in regards to your career, then all of a sudden, you're going to maybe be stripped, that's going to be stripped away from you, and you're going to be looking at, well, geez, now, you know, I'm a failure. And the question or the point is, are you really? And I would say to most people out there, absolutely not. You're absolutely not a failure. Your career has changed. Your life has changed maybe because of the job you're in or the career you're in, but that absolutely does not make you a failure. And that's when I think a lot of people then also take a step back and they start to reassess, okay, what does all this mean and what does this look like for me? And the first place to start with that would be looking at and aligning with your values, knowing and understanding what is important to you. So as we get going here and talking about this, I felt it was then also important for me to share my definition of success to you, and so you can sort of get an idea of where I'm coming from. And for me, what I defined as my definition of success, I always have trouble saying that. I was working with a group of college students last night, and I stumble upon saying definition of success. Maybe I try to say it too quickly, but my definition of success that I recently sort of redefined for myself, because I took a step back personally and wanted to look at it, was honor myself by living with integrity and authenticity, living my purpose and following my passion, to support myself and provide what I want and need, and to be able to give to others by doing the work I love and helping others find their passion and purpose to live their life to the fullest. And what was interesting when I stopped and did that for myself is I didn't really think about it before I started to write, and that's just kind of what flowed out of me. And I realized that that definition for me is probably very, very different than what I might have written 15 years ago or 20 years ago. I can certainly tell you that 20 years ago my definition would have absolutely been revolved around the job I had, the money I was making, the house I was living in. And the reason why a lot of that got redefined for me, as I was saying, is when you're working in a career where wins and losses are highly valued as to whether or not you're good at what you do or you're successful at what you do, I started to also then look at other areas of my life and realized, quite frankly, what happened was I had all those things. I had reached this pinnacle of success and then discovered I wasn't happy. And one of the reasons that was is because I wasn't sort of living my true passion. I wasn't really living with a sense of purpose. I sort of got stuck on that treadmill of life and realized I was really pushing to do instead of be. I was really pushing to realize the stress it was taking on me, trying to work very hard to secure these wins so that I could be deemed successful. And then realizing I'm working very hard, I have a group of kids that are working very hard, and you know what, darn it, I am successful. So that's when I started to reevaluate, and as I said, I just did this for myself recently within the past few months, and was very happy with what came out for me because I realized all of those things, all those are intangibles that I have the opportunity to control on a daily basis, and I have the opportunity to really contribute on a daily basis. So as we look here, I have a quote for you that can maybe, you know, help you think about, look at this aspect for yourself. Because I think, again, so many of us, we if we get on this certain track of, you know, we go to high school, we come out of high school, maybe we go to college or we get a job right away, but say you take the college track, you know, you get into college, you pick a major, you graduate college, now you have your college loans that you have to start paying back. And then if you're fortunate enough, especially in today's world, you get out there, you get a job, and you start to incur bills, and you're paying your college tuition bills back, you know, your loans back, and then all of a sudden, you're just going, you're just doing, you're not being. So here is a quote that I feel sort of connects to that in regards to why it's really important at different stages within our life to sort of step back and look at the plan we have for ourselves. And even, do we even have a plan for ourselves? And then to be able to set up some things that sort of help us follow that plan. But it's a quote by Jim Rohn, who does a lot of work with business people and looking at defining success and making sure that you do have a good career path and just path for yourself in general. But the quote is, "If you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much." So this is where I would say to you, and I encourage you to really take, you know, step aside and look at what it is. You know, how do you personally define success? What does being successful mean to you? And then to start with that would be taking a look at your values. There's one of two ways you can do this, one of two ways you can look at this. You can either sort of write that definition of success for yourself, write it out, put it to the side, and then you can go online and you can Google values or list of values, and there'll be many different types of things that'll pop up for you. You know, and open one of those up and take a look at all these lists of different values that are out there. And then look and circle, you print it off, circle 10 or 15 things on there that are really important to you, that really, really align with a sense of who you feel you are and how you want to be. And then go back and look at your definition of success. And do they connect? Is there a connection to your values and your definition of success? Another way to do it is get that list of values, take that sheet of values, go through it, 10 or 15 things that are really, really important to you. Take those and then use those to help write your definition of success. But I think it's really important to do it either way, just so you sort of have it as a baseline, have it as a foundation for yourself. And then when you look at that, based on your definition, and here's the key too, as I talked earlier, talking about being intrinsic versus extrinsic values or things that are important to you, there's no right or wrong here. If extrinsic things are very important to you or something materialistic is very important to you, there's nothing wrong with that because you got to be who you are. And you have to be okay with who you are and in touch with who you are. So if having the big house and having the job with, you know, the and being at a certain level within your career is what's really, really important to you and lines up with your values and is part of your definition of success, absolutely nothing wrong with it. The key here and the point that I really, really want to emphasize is that you are absolutely in alignment with understanding what success does mean to you and are you okay with that and does it also connect up to your values. And if all of that's there, that's fantastic for yourself because I guarantee you if those are all connected, then you're going to be living with a sense of passion. You're going to be living with a greater sense of purpose. And quite frankly, you'll probably be a lot more happy. So those are some things to look at. And then, you know, maybe as you're looking at your definition or you're looking at what success means to you, another thing to sort of ask yourself, if you're not quite where you want to be, or if things in your life aren't quite set up as to how you want them to be, start looking at what are the barriers that are holding you back from the success you want. What are maybe some of the things that you want within your life that are getting in the way? And, you know, these aren't simple questions that we're looking at. These are just the kinds of things that, you know, every once in a while we should take that step back and take a look at who we are, how we're showing up, you know, what do we want for ourselves, and are we doing the things to create those all those desires, wants, and needs? You know, usually people sort of connect to these around the new year, and that's when everybody jumps on the bandwagon and wants to sort of do, you know, their New Year's resolutions. But I think it's one of those cases where we do them out of hype, we do them out of like, you know, we've evaluated our past year, and we kind of run through it, and we jot some things down, and the big one is always, I'm going to lose weight, and I'm going to lose 20 pounds, but we don't really even set up any kind of real plan, or we don't really even have any kind of real connection as to what does this mean to me? What's the feeling I want behind losing the 20 pounds? What's the feeling I want from my definition of success? What's the feeling I want from looking at and aligning with my values? So those are some things to really take a look at and sort of identify for yourself. So before we go any further, I just want to take a quick moment to let you know about some upcoming shows we have both here on the Life Coach Radio Network and our sister stations. So coming up, we have on the Life Coach Radio Network, we have Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen on Monday, March 10th at 8 p.m. We have Fun to Fortunes Entrepreneur Startup Success with Coach Jeff on Tuesday, March 11th at noon. And then next Thursday, March 13th at 7 p.m., we have Walk Your Talk with Leanne. On our Life Coach Chat channel, next Thursday, March 13th at 9 p.m., we have Career Talk with Coach Trina, Getting to Number One, Tips for Landing the Perfect Job. And on our International Life Coach Radio Network, on Sunday, March 9th at 1 p.m., we have Family Constellation. It did not start with you, but it could end with you. All sounding like very interesting shows coming up with all those different coaches. So if you get a chance, listen to them live. And if you aren't able to catch them live, they are archived on all the radio networks. And I do have to tell you, I'm so very grateful for being a part of the Life Coach Radio Network. I've met some wonderful people and have a wonderful community of people out there who do these shows. So just letting you know, if you've ever thought about listening to one of these shows and knowing these people, every one of these people come from a real place of genuineness and authenticity, and they really are about walking the words they speak, which is a great sort of segue into another piece with this looking at success and what is it for me. And looking at that definition, our values, and are you walking your talk? Are you being authentic with yourself? Are you allowing yourself to be vulnerable to opportunities that are out there or to the things that come up for you that are going to require you to speak your truth, live your truth, and then connect with all of that? And in moving forward here and looking at what does success mean to you, here are some areas that you could look at so that you can get that full picture for yourself and helping yourself define that place, those major areas of your life. Look at what it looks like for you in your physical life, your health, your energy, your fitness. In your mental life, your thought processes, your knowledge, your memory. How is that shaping up for you? Looking at success in your spiritual life, your faith, peace, and as we've already talked about, values. Success within your success within your personal life. Looking at your character and your satisfaction. And how about your family life, relationships, seeing others, being connected to people, and then also success in your work life, career, reputation, achievement. These are all the different areas that, again, are ways and places that you can look at to equate, make that definition for yourself, because I think sometimes, again, when we hear the word, are you successful? What does success mean to you? Too often, I think we immediately go to sort of maybe career. But it's about our physical self, our mental self, our spiritual, our personal, our family life, our interpersonal relationships, and our work life. And when you're looking at these and you're looking to sort of make a connection, there then does come the factor of sort of setting some goals for ourselves and setting some intentions. And something that's really, really important to look at when you're looking at your definition, you're looking at your physical, your mental, your spiritual, your personal, your family, your work life, in sort of creating this definition of success for yourself, you do have to understand your intentions and your goals. And one thing in understanding intention versus goals is that goals are sort of the prize at the end of the rainbow. But it's really, really important to look at your intentions of what you're setting. So there's a little story here, looking at setting your intentions in regards to getting really, really clear, is you want to have an intention along with your attention. So that's intention along with attention. Is a very powerful magnet that helps you attract what you want. It really helps you put focus on looking at where you're going, how things are showing up for you every day, and making sure that you're setting a really, really good sense of purpose for what you're doing. Because if you have a goal that's not aligned with your larger belief, again, connecting back to your values, you may find that your intentions are actually undermining your goals. So here's a little better explanation on that. When your intentions are aligned with your larger desires and passion, you're going to find that consciously setting daily intentions will set in motion that law of attraction. Probably many of you have heard about the law of attraction, sort of we put out to the universe what it is we're looking for, what it is we want. And you'll find that when you set those intentions, your actions will help you reach your goals flow much more smoother and with much less effort. So here's a couple of examples of creating a conscious intention around all you do that's important to you, creating a conscious intention towards your goals. Because it's one thing to set a goal, but the key is are your intentions of your daily life or the things you're doing on a daily basis really, really in alignment towards those goals? So if you were, if you were an athlete, each morning when you get up, or every day before a practice, think about the day, think about the practice ahead, and write down or say to yourself what you intend to do for that day, or what you intend to do for that day at practice, how you feel you want it to be, what do you want it to be like, how do you intend to feel, how do you intend to show up, what kind of energy do you want to bring to the practice or to your day, and what impact do you intend to have. Also, try setting a conscious intention before going into a meeting, a practice, a game, a party, anything, right? Anything that you're going to go throughout the day and do. Set one for the room or set one for your team or one for the party. So an example, set encouragement and hold that during the meeting. Hold that during the practice. Notice what difference it makes when you walk in the room and your intention for everyone in that room is to be positive or is to have a place of encouragement. It energy that starts with you into focus and into that group of people. Because what you got to understand is intention is the unseen energy and power behind your goals and what you want to create in your life. Remembering to consciously set positive intentions coupled with the action needed to achieve them, and you will notice ease and flow and an increase in productivity as well as enjoyment and working towards what you want, especially if these are some of the intentions you set for yourself. So that's just a little piece behind intentions and goal setting and looking at the fact that, you know, again, when you're setting yourself tips for setting goals, identify what really is that full vision. What is that full goal? Create that intention behind that goal. Create the intention you want to of what you want to feel, what your desires are. And then define smaller goals or steps that are going to help get you to that bigger picture. Setting a large goal of losing 20 pounds is great, but you got to create small steps and little steps that are going to get you along the way. And maybe it's something as simple as, I'm going to go buy some sneakers so I can start working out, or I'm going to no longer buy any junk food and bring it into the house. Those are going to be the little steps that you have to do on a daily, weekly, monthly basis that will help you get to that bigger goal. Next one, of course, is take action. And maybe what you do to break it down is you set weekly small goals that are leading towards that bigger goal. And you take action for that week. And at the end of the week, you evaluate and then readjust. So you identify your goal, your vision, your dream. You define the smaller goals that are going to help you get there. You take action. At the end of that small week or those small steps, evaluate and then readjust. And then you know what? Acknowledge your success. Toot your own horn. I'm going to stick with the weight loss example, but here's a piece of, say it's again, you want to lose 20 pounds. And for this week, you set the intention of buying sneakers so you could start a walking program. And in that walking program, you wanted to walk 3 times a week. So you've gotten to the end of the week. You're going to evaluate how you did. And maybe what you did is you got out and you bought those sneakers, and you only walked 2 times this week instead of 3 times. A lot about human nature, many people, unfortunately, would then possibly look and say that week was a success. That week was a failure. They won't see the success. They won't see the fact that they got the sneakers and they got out there 2 times instead of 3 times. That's where you have to acknowledge the success you did have and toot your own horn. You have to be able to acknowledge the positives of what you're doing and stop focusing on the negatives. Because prior to that week, you didn't have the sneakers and you didn't walk 2 times. So even though you may not have gotten in that third walk, you've done more in that 1 week this week than you did in the prior time. So you've got to be able to really, really embrace and see the success you have towards working towards that larger goal. And another really, really big piece with this comes with awareness, choice, and change. Awareness is waking up to your thoughts, feelings, and behavior. It's about consciously choosing the thoughts you think. And change is altering your thoughts, feelings, and actions. So those are some other factors in looking at towards setting these intentions towards your goals, which are going to lead you to the success that you're wanting for yourself, based on that definition that you've already provided, that you've already written out for yourself based on your values. And hopefully you can see as we're talking here how they all connect and they all are interrelated and that one feeds on the other. And when you allow them to intermingle with each other and you allow there to be the ebb and flow, when one piece isn't quite working the way you want it to be, then the other piece can sort of maybe pick up that slack. By having it in this, again, ebb and flow aspect, sort of the interconnectedness of it versus a linear or a sequential order, there can be the aspect where one thing works and maybe something else doesn't work for this week, and then maybe next week there's going to be a shift. You're going to be able to attach and understand and embrace the overall big picture, that overall purpose for what you're looking for, working towards, wanting to create for yourself, versus when you set it up sort of in an A, B, C, D, E, F, G pattern where it has to go step one, two, three. Then we beat ourselves up when maybe C and D doesn't quite happen. We don't embrace all the other things that go, that have happened for ourselves. So understand that as well as you're looking at this, defining that for yourself and creating this, you know, this new place of where you're wanting to go and how you're wanting to be and how it's all connected towards that definition of success. You know, and as you're looking at your definition, as you're looking at who you are, as you're standing there looking in the mirror, which is something I do encourage you to do every now and then, that's a very powerful tool to stand and look in the mirror at yourself and really, really look yourself in the eye and see what comes up for you, what feelings and thoughts come up for you when you do something like that. Because you're going to be looking inside yourself when you're doing that. If you're uncomfortable looking at yourself in the mirror, and you're really, really understanding or you're starting to really connect to maybe what those thoughts and feelings that are coming up for you, use those and listen to those. That's that piece of just talking about awareness. There are clues there for yourself that you really want to, like, understand and look at. What's going on if you're having a hard time sort of looking yourself in the mirror? Because if you can't look yourself in the mirror, something else is out of whack. Something's not quite in alignment with yourself. And if you're wanting to live a life of purpose, live a life of passion, really be connected to this definition of success you have for yourself, really be in connection to your values, you've got to be able to look yourself dead square in the eye in the mirror and be really happy and proud of what you're looking at. And also be able to do it without any sense of shame or doubt. Because you got to be with you first. And as we know, nothing outside of ourselves can create that inner peace, that inner knowing that we need to have if we're going to really live that with that piece of passion and purpose. So do that for yourself every once in a while. Really, really take a deep look at yourself in that mirror and see what's coming up for you. And then based on what's coming up for you, you know, jot it down. Take a look at it. Explore it further. Go back to looking at those values. Is that what's coming up for you? Is anything in there, that area? Something that's sort of shaking you up to the core. And so looking at this a little bit more closely and sort of creating a success model for yourself, creating a place where you can really define who you are, who you want to be, how you're showing up, here are some steps that you can take as well. And I'll go through them a little bit slowly so you can make sure you jot them down. What is it that you really want? What is it that you really want or desire? Why now? What is the driving force? Is it fear or is it love-based? That's really, really important. Anything you're doing for yourself, they both serve a purpose. And if it's fear-based, sometimes that can really throw us out of alignment with what we're doing. And maybe we're not quite doing it for the right reasons. But fear can also be a very, very important tool for us because it can acknowledge to us some areas in our lives that maybe need some readjustment or we need to be paying attention to. What's your desire level for this piece of what you want? And how much effort are you willing to put in to get it? Peace is looking at your beliefs. What can stop you? What limiting beliefs come up for you? What assumptions come up for you? Are there interpretations or other obstacles that are going to hold you back from creating this model of success that you want for yourself? And as we've already talked a little bit, what's your plan to go get it? What's your plan to make it happen? Again, whether it's an internal feeling you're looking for or some external aspects that you're looking for. If it's about creating the career you want, it's about having the relationships you want or the spiritual life you want, all those kinds of things, what's going to be that plan to go get it? And then also looking for someone that could help you, that could help support you in this manner. We all need connection and we all need support. Human beings are wired for connection. been a little while since I've brought her up, but Brené Brown, who anybody who's listened to me before knows me, I love the work she does. And in reading her book, one of her most recent books, is she talks a lot about the fact that we all need connection. We're wired as human beings in looking for connection and needing that. And yet we're living in a world where we're getting more and more disconnected to the people and to the ones around us. I apologize. The name of that book is The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown. And she talks a lot about that, about being connected to other people. So look for a support. Look for someone who can help you in that, to help you hold yourself accountable. Create ways that you can assess what you're doing and modify your plan if you need to. Somebody you can bounce some ideas off of. Somebody that's going to really listen to you and speak to you and not just placate what it is you're saying to them. And then keep the vision. A great way of doing this, and this is such a powerful tool and it also connects back to that law of attraction, is create a vision board. You know, it's something that sometimes when you say to an adult about creating a vision board, you'll get someone roll their eyes or they'll think about, oh, geez, you know, I don't really want to do that. That's something for kids. And if you were a kid, I know I did it all the time, but, you know, you cut out pictures from magazines and you'd post them on, like, this little poster board and you put it up in your room. And, you know, and it's a very, very powerful tool to do as an adult as well. Really, really create that vision for yourself. What it is you're looking for. Keep it as a motivation, something that will help drive you towards that vision of what it is you're looking for. And then also look at how can we incorporate this into our lives. Develop some ritual or habits around what it is that you're wanting, around what it is that you want to create. And then also when you're doing that, when you start to do something new and you do it a little bit each day, eventually it becomes a part of who you are and how you are. We as adults now don't even think twice about brushing our teeth in the morning or doing the different things that we do on a daily basis. For most people, they have a morning routine. They get up, brush their teeth, you know, take a shower, start the coffee. We don't even think about it. It's just a part of who we are. And if there's something that you really, really want to create for yourself, you can do that there as well. And it just starts with a little bit each day. You add it into your life, and you start slowly, and before you know it, it becomes a ritual or a habit or something that you're doing on a daily plan. So, again, looking at how to sort of create this place of success for yourself. What's your goal? What's your intention behind what you'd like to do? How do you want that picture of success to look for yourself? And then look at why do you want it? What's the purpose and the desire behind it? What's the driving force? Then connect to your belief system. Is there anything that can stop you? Or what are the things that are going to drive you? Are there limiting beliefs, assumptions, interpretations that are going to maybe hold you back? And then also, what are the things that are going to power you through? And then what's the plan to go get it? What are the things you're going to be able to do? What resources do you have? What education pieces can you tap into? Who can you speak to? Can you go to a class? Can you go to a workshop? Things like that. And then make sure you have someone who can assist you, help you, support you towards this place of being that you're working towards. And then look for the ways that you can incorporate it into your life and starting slowly and build yourself up. So these are just all some of the different things you can do towards that place of looking at your definition of success, looking at your values, looking at your intentions and your goals, so that you're really, really creating this sense of purpose, this sense of passion, this I'm showing up each and every day just how I want to be. And here's a little piece with that as well. We don't always all show up how we want to on each and every given day. So one of the things to remember is that's going to happen no matter how clear you are, no matter who you are, whether you're a life coach, whether you're, you know, someone who's working out there in the business world and maybe you've got a really clearly defined sense of who you are and where you're going, understand that this is why it's really important to sort of take a step back and reevaluate and reassess what you're doing, how you're showing up, what you want for your life, because sometimes before you know it, you'll have gotten off track. Or you'll have gotten onto that treadmill of life, and you're not exactly where you want to be, or maybe you're doing something that you thought you that you initially started doing for a very specific purpose. It served its purpose. It is a good thing that showed up in your life, but all of a sudden you're finding out that, wait, maybe I'm doing this longer than I intended to. Maybe this has now kind of become sort of an area of my life that isn't really quite working. It was something that worked for me in the beginning, but now, you know what? Not so much. It's not really aligning with what I want to do or where I'm going. So understand that this is a constant process and that there's no right or wrong to this to what it is that you're doing. It's a looking at the, okay, how am I showing up today? And it's understanding that you have the power to change who you are and how you are at each and every given moment. That's one of the things that if you're really, really also connected to the now, caught in looking too far in the future or getting stuck in your past, it'll be harder to trip you up, because who you are in this moment isn't going to necessarily be who you are an hour from now, 2 days from now, 2 weeks from now. You have the ability to decide who and how you want to be in each and every given moment. And I know for me personally, this showed up, you know, with everything that I just went through with the passing of my father. And like I said, in the next show, we'll get into this a little bit more. But I had come off of a really, really great evening. The night before, I had been working with a group of college students and was very, very excited and probably, you know, could say I was at a very, you know, highest of highs. And then the next morning, you get up, you get into your routine, you start your day, and then all of a sudden, the phone call comes. And the phone call initially wasn't so bad, just that he was entering into the hospital. But, you know, just, you know, wait, because we don't know what's going on. And I'll be back in touch with you. This was my mom talking to me. And then within an hour later, you know, the unfortunate phone call came that he was being entered into hospice care and had passed very quickly the next day. So literally the world changed in a 48-hour period. And many of you out there listening may have had something like this happen to you, so you clearly understand how that can shift and change your world. And for me, one of the things that has been a real awakening and really looking at this has been he had been sick with dementia. So he had been sick, and it wasn't a sudden, his passing was sudden based on what how he had been, but he had been battling a long illness with dementia. And it's amazing how it still strikes you. It still hits you, you know, like a ton of bricks. And what it has you do is it has you stop and reevaluate. Where are you? What are you doing? How are you showing up? How is everything you're doing in your life in alignment with who you want to be and how you want to be? And I just shared that little bit of a story just to sort of show you that that's where, why, and how at any given moment you have the ability and the choice to stop and look at how you're showing up and is this who I want to be? And if it isn't, you can change it. You can change it in that moment's notice. You do not have to be this person that maybe you think you are for the rest of your life. You've got the choice to show up, make a change, and keep on making that change, because that's what it's all about in living in the now. Living in the now is all we have. So you focus on who you are today, and then tomorrow you get up, you look at it again, and you carry on. Now, I know that's a lot to maybe think about, look at the cheese. Do I really want to have to get up every single morning and sort of reassess my life? No, that's not what I'm saying here. But what it is, it's about getting up and looking at those conscious choices. It goes back to something I said a little earlier. It's about the awareness that we have. It's about the choice that we have. And then it's our ability to make change if we want to. So it doesn't mean every morning you have to, you know, wake up with this, you know, this reassessment of your life on a daily basis. But I do encourage you to you know, periodically, just take that step back, look at yourself, look at, am I showing up how I want to be? Am I aligned with my definition of success? Am I aligned with my values? And if you are, great. And if you're not, I'm giving you some tips and tools here today to help you sort of take that step back and look at them and reassess what you're doing and what you want to do with yourself. And create that opportunity for yourself that you want to, you know, that you want to have and live the life that you want to live. And I've got another really great quote here that when I read this today, I thought it was just fantastic. It's a quote by Tasha Silver. And I feel it really, really relates to this when we're sort of chasing this elusive definition of success that most people define for themselves. But it says, the very act of grasping for the feather creates the wind current that pushes it away. And when I read that, what that meant to me was basically just the fact that sometimes when we're reaching and grasping for that ultimate something, it's in our pressing for it. It's in our reaching for it. It's in our going for it outside of ourselves that actually pushes the very thing that we're looking for away, because we're sort of reaching outside of ourselves. And I'll read it again, and you can assess for yourself what this quote means for you in relation to success and aligning with your values. But again, the quote is, the very act of grasping for the feather creates the wind current that pushes it away. And I can just sort of picture this feather sort of floating through the sky and floating down and, you know, just sort of meandering to the ground, and wanting to sort of, after that, we then create the wind that sort of changes its course and doesn't let it fulfill its own destiny. So I want to really thank you for joining me here today. I'm realizing as we're coming up on the close of the hour, just how much information we, you know, have discussed here today, and I hope that it's a kind of thing that makes you stop, sort of slow down a little bit, take a look at yourself and who you are and how you're showing up, and looking at your definition of success. And again, no matter what that definition is for you, that's okay, just as long as you know what it is and just as long as it connects to who you are and how you really want to be. And does it connect to your values? Because that definition of success and your values are so closely related, in my opinion, because if they aren't in connection, you're going to sort of feel that sense of imbalance and that sense of unalignment. And I think it's going to, you're going to sort of feel that like you're off course. So whether it's you look at your values first to create your definition of success, or you create that definition of success and then you look at your values to make sure that they're lined up, again, there's no right or wrong answer here. It's all about what works for you, what you want out of what you're doing, and are you doing the things that you want to do to sort of make all that happen? So I want to thank you for joining me here today, and hopefully you'll be back with me on March 21st at noon as we get into the topic, as I mentioned today, a little bit going a lot deeper into looking at love, fulfilling our purpose, life transitions, understanding how loss shows up in our life, and things of that nature for that topic. And before we go, letting you know about some, again, the upcoming shows we have on our sister stations here and also our Life Coach Radio Network. On the Life Coach Radio Network coming up, we have Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen on Monday, March 10th at 8 p.m. And next show, we have Fund of Fortunes Entrepreneur Startup Success with Coach Jeff, and that will be Tuesday, March 11th at noon. And on Thursday, March 13th at 7 p.m., we have Walk Your Talk with Leanne. On our Life Coach chat channel, we have Career Talk with Coach Trina, Getting to Number One, Tips for Landing the Perfect Job, Thursday, March 13th at 9 p.m. And that would be a great show, that if you're listening to that and you're looking for that perfect job, knowing and understanding how your definition of success lines up with that perfect job, that would be a great little enterprise to do for yourself before or after listening to that, so that you know what that perfect job is for yourself. And then on the International Life Coach Radio Network, this Sunday, March 9th at 1 p.m., we have Family Constellation. It did not start with you, but it could end with you. So those are the shows that we have coming up on the Life Coach Radio Network stations. And again, my next show will be Friday, March 21st at noon. And it's going to be all about honoring love, truth, and fulfilling our purpose. It's going to be a tribute to my father, who, as I mentioned earlier, recently passed away. And we're going to be discussing living life to its fullest with no regret. And I will be joined by fellow coach Lori Fortuna, who can also speak of learning from a loss to then follow your true passion and life purpose. And if you'd like to reach me for further information or just to chat or talk at some point, you can get information on me at my website, which is coachmandy.com. You can email me at mandy@coachmandy.com. I am also on Facebook at Inner Winning Coaching, and also on Twitter at Life Coach Mandy. And I really thank you for joining me here again today, and I hope this discussion today will help you just take a moment to take a step back, take a deep breath, your definition of success, look at your values, how you're showing up, is it where you want to be, is it how you want to be? And that you just go out and live your life on a daily basis with purpose and passion and doing all you can for yourself. And as a quick reminder, this is that weekend where we get to turn our clocks ahead. So we will be gaining an hour of sunlight, but we'll be losing an hour of sleep. So again, tomorrow night, turn those clocks ahead so you can be on time Sunday wherever you have to be. And I thank you for joining me here again today, and I really, really look forward to you joining me on my next show, Friday, March 21st at noon. And everyone, have a great weekend, and hopefully that spring weather will get to us soon, and we'll all be able to warm up and get outside. Take care, everyone, and enjoy.